Now, we're recording.
The April meeting of the Marion County Library Board will come to order. We'll have a roll call vote, please.
Paul Hudson.
I'm here.
TC Burnett.
Here.
Dave is here. Danielle Justice is not.
She has resigned.
And Marcus Flippin.
I am here. We have four available, so we do have a quorum. Our next item is approval of the minutes from the March 16th.
Oh, I think we need to approve the meetings from the 7th also, do we?
I think so. We did not approve those. Those were late. I turned them in late.
Okay, so we need approval of minutes for the March 7th and the March 16th.
Yeah. Do you want me to... Do people need copies of the ones from the 7th? I can print them.
I don't.
No.
Okay, good deal.
I was here.
No, they look good to me.
That was the one that we had, the special. It was a special meeting. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. A motion to approve the meetings from March 7th, 2026.
Motion.
I have a motion and a second to approve the March 7th minutes. Any discussion? If not, all in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carried. We'll move on to the March 16th.
Motion to approve the minutes from...
Second.
I have a motion and a second to approve the March 16th minutes. Any discussion? If not, all in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carried. Is there any additions or deletions that need to be made to our agenda for tonight?
I don't believe so. The only thing I could think of is that I was able to locate a digital copy of the edited library card and circulation policy and updated the, like,
the 25 cents fine and stuff. It's all updated and signed.
Marcus has signed it, so just so
that's now official
on the record.
Okay.
Yep.
So the stuff about the building is going to come up under cleaning and maintenance?
Under between a new business or cleaning business, whichever one you want to do.
Okay. Well, we've talked about it before, so we'll bring your stuff up under maintenance. Mm-hmm.
I might add one, I don't know if it would be under new business or old business, but... Lisa and I have attended a couple of webinars now for the grant we got for the automatic door. Yeah, so I could just give a little update on that.
That'll be under O.
Okay.
Old.
Who's Lisa?
One of the staff.
Oh,
she's
yeah.
Orange today.
Oh, sorry.
She's in the office.
I forget.
She's in the office.
I don't know of anything else myself, so if nothing further, we will move on to public comments.
Oh.
We have one.
Yeah.
Only other thing is the coffee, quotes on the coffee machine.
Okay, do I need to read those?
That comes up under the staff report.
Okay. Oh, okay, all right, perfect.
It'll be short. I've already talked and welcomed our new librarian. Thrilled to death to have her. And I just wanted her to know, and also our other new librarian back there. And just wanted to say our staff, again, is outstanding. And I wanted you to know, and I've told you, you've inherited a wonderful staff. They will do all they can to help you. And we've had a few words, and I've told her that state is a good place to call. They will bend over backward and help you, and they're nobody to be afraid of. They're not big pies in the sky. You can call them anytime. These ladies, you know that they call. They've got assistance from state, too. They've given them a lot of guidance in areas. And other than that, I wanted to tell, what did I want to tell the board?
Long-range plan.
Yeah, well, I just wanted to remind you, well, two things. I wanted to remind you, you've made progress a lot on the policies, and they're looking good, and they look really good. Just think about the long-range plan. Like someone mentioned earlier, you know, why you're doing your monies or whatever, just to address that, whether it's 10 years or 20 years, if you're going towards a building, just so those funds are kind of identified. And I think, I know as soon as they'll sit down, they'll have something else. But it was the long-range plan. And that's pretty much it. Y'all are doing great. The only other thing, I remember what it is now, is, and I have discussed this with your library too, is you need state to come in and do training, especially now you're going to have another vacancy. So you might want to wait a month or whatever. That way you can get two trained at once. And some of you might want to sit back in on, she did an adapted training for y'all before. So she might want to go, she might want to go the regular training. Mm-hmm. And so.
Is this Mrs. Juan?
Yes.
She may not want to come up here.
Well, I'm being diplomatic. So anyway.
She assured me she would come anytime.
Oh, well, she's better than most people. Okay.
So anyway, and I just told her, you know, to she might want to call and schedule, but y'all might want her to wait until you get someone, you know, in your vacant slot on the treasurer. But and she might be willing to come more than once. You might want to come up and just do her. Or she might want to. That's it. That's it.
Well, the last time she came up for one day and ended up staying two or three.
Yeah.
So, I mean, she's very accommodating if her schedule allows it.
She lacks entertainment.
So that's all I have to say.
Thank you.
Can I say something? Before we get any further, I want to tell you all, and I'm sure you all think the same, of how thrilled I am that we have our two new employees. And I usually say I'm cautiously optimistic, but I am really, really optimistic for the future of this library. So welcome aboard officially, and
we'll
shut up from there, okay?
Now that's unusual.
Sometimes things that hurt end up feeling good.
We are very excited to be here, both of us, so I'll speak for Caitlin back there.
And we're very excited to have them.
Hey, everyone's excited.
She spoke in public.
Like I said, they're wonderful, lots of friends,
yes.
They're doing great.
Friends of the library.
Hi, I'm Dina Roots, and I've been asked to give a little bit of information about the Friends. Do you mind if I come up there?
Yeah, come on.
Of course.
I have to read this because they gave me messages. I'm actually one of the board members for the board, but all of them are unfortunately incapacitated. As an example, Gabe is having knee surgery right about now, so they didn't. Yeah. We wanted to thank you for attending our meeting yesterday. That was very interesting and very helpful. So all the board said, please let us know, let her know that we were just thankful. And very thankful for the Saturday starting. And yes. Apparently we get feedback a lot on the fact that the library is open on Saturdays. So that's going
to well,
be
well, we couldn't. We didn't have staff to do it for the month of May.
Right.
I mean, I hope everybody
else could. Well, that's
that.
One reason we're glad.
May. We're going to be open
April.
In May.
Yeah.
Next post.
Yeah. So I'm reading my notes. So it's kind of like I'm not a big extemporaneous speaker.
Neither.
Okay. They wanted me to tell you the number of members that we have right now. As of the end of March, there are 29 active, 4 lifetime, no associates, and 6 honorary. And then our volunteer hours in March were 145, and for the year to date, it's 434, which is getting more and more. I mean, percentage-wise, it's very good. And the next thing was we're doing a fundraiser, which is Carol Jones is the artist. You see the picture of the dog up here. We're doing a raffle, and the raffle closes May 31st. I don't know how that announcement's going to happen as far as there's probably a nice ceremony of some sort. But whoever we can, in fact, we're going to suggest that you guys buy tickets. But if you have a pet that you want to have drawn, she actually did this in Baxter County. I don't know where else, but they raised a great deal of money. The difference, of course, is the amount of population that we've
yeah.
got. So that's... Oh, and the money goes to Demand County Imagination Library.
Paul, is there like signs that have a heart about this raffle?
Not that I know about.
We should put some there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good idea.
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
Well, I just asked Paul because he's got it in there.
Yeah. He's like yeah. said. what do you all just got some information, a sign or something or whatever?
It's so, right up there. They can make a copy of that right up there for
okay,
you.
Okay, why don't you have the ladies make a copy for me, and I will take it to Linda, and I will make sure she puts it in an area up there.
Fantastic.
That is
okay.
very noticeable. Okay.
Very good. Because you buy the tickets here in the library. Okay, good.
How much are the tickets?
$300 to you.
I'll take two.
$5 or 5 for $20.
I bet she knows. How many for five? Two for five.
$1 for $5 or two or $5 for $20.
Okay.
And then people can buy tickets up here, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. And that picture is fantastic. I just think she's a nice artist. She had pictures up here for a while that she's done.
Mm-hmm.
I'm almost done. We're having another fundraiser on May 15th and 16th here in the library. It's a book sale and a yard sale, so it'll be indoors and outdoors. And then, basically, I think that covers it. We just want to thank you guys for the opportunity to talk to you and keep in touch.
Do you need yard sale donation items?
That wouldn't hurt.
Okay,
yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
I have, like, a shed that I've been assured that we're going to go through and clean that, so maybe this can...
That is referred to at our house as stuff. You have stuff.
The logistics of getting it to us, I think... Yeah,
oh,
too.
Go ahead.
No, I don't know the logistics. I think
oh, okay.
It's through Amy Brown.
Okay.
And probably Deborah.
Okay.
Deborah's going to...
Okay.
Better than Brown. Deborah would be Mary Wentz.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Sounds thank good. You very much.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Because we would not be where we are without the Friends
mm-hmm.
of the Library.
Right, definitely.
Well, as you think about the literacy thing, I'm going to just make a comment. My nephew in Ohio was asked to teach high school kids how to graduate. They could not read.
Huh.
Anyway.
I understand.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay.
Staff report.
Okay, so Paula Swan has brought us the beginnings of Seed Library. We have the grocery bag and the flower garden, and you can take one per family, limit one per family, but you can also donate seeds. She's going to set up a little, it's a little wooden thing, and it's got a drawer, and it's going to have pamphlets to tell you about how to take care of them, but they're pretty standard, and there's 5 in the grocery bag, and I'm not sure how many in the flower garden, but she said it's enough for a whole garden. So That's very exciting. She said the other places she's been to, the seed gardens, have done really well. So hopefully that'll go over good. And let's see. We are receiving the $20,000 grant to get an automatic door and improvements on our walkway entry. We received $500 donation from the magazines from 1889 Bank. And we have all those magazines here, and the total for them comes up to $393.36. So the remaining $106.64 is being donated to the library. I have a Zoom meeting with Jennifer Wan at 10 o'clock on May 1st over Zoom to chat with her. And she sent me regulations and stuff to look over, a couple of trainings that I can go to sign up for. We have two bids on our cleaning service. So one bid is $250 a week. So that's $1,000 a month, $12,000 a year. A 3-year service agreement for that one. And there's also a media release form. The other one is $325 to $375 for the initial clean and $300 to $325 per week, which is $15,625 to $16,950. And that one is a 7 days written notice to cancel. So those are our two bids for that.
Was there another one that we had gotten previously?
I think we emailed you guys one. The Primo.
Okay. Is the one that we...
But the other one we just got today.
Okay.
So. Yes, so two in total.
I think that's all we got.
Okay. All right, I have gotten three different bids for copiers. So Sumner One is the copier we currently have, and we're leasing that. And with the copies, the black and white copies and color copies, plus the lease agreement and the maintenance, it's $340.37 average a month. And so the bids he gave us were for two different copiers, and when they were both lower than that. So that's good, $269 and $326. Then AAA Business Systems, which is, I call the Yaleville School, and the high school secretary told me that they use them, so I called them. And they gave me two bids for $216.77 and for $176.85. The cheaper of those is refurbished, but he assured me that they were very good machines and they would look new and that they were pretty much new, but they have been redone, and that they would be taken care of with the maintenance agreement if we wanted to go with that one. They guarantee to be here within 4 hours if you call them.
Oh, wow.
And their average response time is 1.5 to 2 hours, which I thought was very impressive. So, and then Clark Office of Products also gave us a quote, and theirs was... one was $5,950 upfront price, and then $179.25 for the maintenance. And the other one was $13,349 upfront price and $179.25 for the maintenance. So we're looking at those three bids.
What are the upfront prices for AAA and Sumner One? Are they not upfront?
No, they're leases.
Okay.
So that might be something that...
So we would own the Clark one.
Yes.
Okay.
So there would be no, like, these, you have to sign a 5-year service agreement with them to pay that price for 5 years. And the Clark office supplies, you wouldn't have to do that with. So when I did the math and averaged it out to, if you were dividing that payment over 5 years, I wrote that over to the side. Of course, we would still own it after that.
Yeah, that's true. Right. The other ones we wouldn't still own. Right. Though I don't know how profitable it is to sell a...
I have done some research. Do you know?
Knowing what all can go wrong with copiers, yes, and this and that, I don't think we should ever own one.
I totally agree.
I think it should be a lease to where they have to come and fix their problem for
right,
us.
With
yes,
technology as it is, in 3 or 4 or 5 years, that could be a dinosaur, you know.
And they
look
maybe,
what a chore it was just to get this one to where it would interface with the new computers.
Yeah.
And we
still
have
it. I still can't get print off of it anymore.
Neither can I.
I can with my phone, but...
But it won't print off.
Not my computer. It used to.
Well, you have
this
to go in and put...
Here?
Yeah.
Okay.
So is our lease up with this one?
Yes, it will be in June. And so we'll have to make a decision whether to stay with our current one, Sumner one, or whether to change. And Clark Office Products, I may be able to ask them if they would do a lease for us and see what that price would be. But the AAA Business Systems is cheaper as far as the monthly goes. Now, the one that is not refurbished, it is actually just slightly more per color copy, per copy after you go over the bundle. But it's still average. Even if we were to double what we're printing now, it would still be
cheaper than what we're doing.
Yeah.
How are they all like the same kind of?
They're not all the same kind of copier.
Okay.
So there are some differences.
You got the Kyocera and the Canon and the Sharp and.
But are they all like the big, like, you know, ones that can do like big jobs and staple and you can email to them or email from them and scan and stuff like that?
They all have fax capability and scanning and the Wi-Fi and all that kind of stuff that we would need. There are a little bit of differences, like the AAA business ones and one of the Clark ones, the cheaper ones, doesn't have two of the drawers at the bottom, which would just mean that we would have to put the paper in a little bit more often, but I've talked to the ladies and they said that wouldn't be a problem. It's we don't go through it super fast, so they said we hardly even use the other two drawers at all. So
that was my question.
Yeah.
I think my suggestion would be for you all to do the history on these units, the cost factor, and what is the best for this library, and come back and report to us on the one that you want and why you want it.
Okay.
And I would say probably we will give you permission to go that route.
Okay.
That's my vote. I don't need.
And I really lean toward the ones that are brand new out of the box.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
But you should be making the decision basically. And then tell us why, and then we will okay that, because we're not going to be up here using the darn thing.
Well, yes, will deliver it back to us, but I think since everyone here is going to have to operate it, that would be something good to have a staff meeting about.
Yes.
And bring everybody in and let them.
Yes, and I did bring them in to get kind of some opinions on these, but also it takes quite a bit of time for them to come back with a quote. So when they came back with the quote, and then so there is more information I can find out to be able to make a more informed decision, and we have a little bit more time. So this is just kind of an update.
I know the people from Clark's, and they have done good service for me and places that I have had copy machines at different churches and stuff over the years. But I also know that Sharp is a good copier, and I like the price on the new one there.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
I mean, we're talking $120 a month savings.
Right. Yeah.
But still, it has to be something that's you're going to work right. with and you're going to like.
Right.
It needs to be able to do everything that mm-hmm. one can do.
That one does right there. And, you know, like I said, you guys know what's going on. And you just tell us what you want and why. And
okay.
We'll go from there.
Okay, what I'll probably do then is I'll get back with these other two, and since we have decided that the middle one, the AAA Business Systems, that's the kind of copier we want, and I'll get a quote from the other two places that are that exact same kind of, not the same brand, but all the same capabilities,
functions.
And we'll look at only new ones and leases instead of the upfront.
Has the library had good feelings toward this one, and it's the people who support it. Have you all, the support of this copy been decent?
It's very old, and it used to work better than it does now. So people do get very frustrated.
But did the company come in, when you call them up, did they didn't wait 3 or 4 days to come in? Were they pretty
prompt?
Prompt?
They usually would come in fairly quickly. And we have the direct contact for the tech guy for this.
Okay.
And if it's something that we can do, he can talk us through it. Otherwise, he tells us to call. They put in a ticket, and then he usually can come out. I don't know. I don't know what their turnaround time is exactly, but
Well, we need a copier that's going to be up most of the time. I assume that in most cases there's going to be a little lag time, but the second company here said, what, 4 hours or whatever? I mean,
yeah.
Yes, you know, they said their average time was an hour and a half.
That impresses me right there.
Do all the monthly costs, do they all include, like, toner and stuff like that?
Yes. And this is not set in stone, so this is somewhat dependent on how much we use.
Yeah.
So this is at our current rate of we're using. Yeah. So if we were to start,
it goes up a little. It's going to go
it's
up.
It's going to fluctuate.
That sounds good.
Yeah. Which I did talk to the salesperson at Sumner One, and he said that the feature that. The extra drawers wouldn't make that much of a difference on price, but I could ask him, tell him we really just don't need those extra drawers and see if he can do anything.
Need him. The convenience of walking back and getting more papers inconvenient over a period of time, he'll add up to there's a lot of,
I don't know. We've got extra drawers under ours, and there's nothing in them.
They just never get used.
We actually had paper turn yellow and had to grease it.
Oh, you did?
Oh, that's hilarious.
Yes. So. But we are working on that, and I'll do some more research on it, and I'll meet with my staff,
We're paying now $340.37,
correct? Yes. Now, that is something that the salesperson did tell me that I wasn't aware of, is that over time, when the machines start getting older, the price can go up a little bit. It can go up 10%, but he said it was that happens with all the machines. It can go up 10 to 12% per year. So it's not surprising that it's starting out at a lower rate.
Okay.
He said that was standard across the board, but I could specifically ask that to make sure. But
well, if we sign a multi-year contract, I would expect it to stay the same for the multi-years that we're contracting.
Now, he said the maintenance and what they are providing, the services they're providing for us, do stay the same. But when we go over, you get a standard bundle, and then... But they get a low bundle, so we do go over it, and then they charge you per copy. So that price can change some over time. So it's kind of dependent on how much you're using, using it.
Are we good for another 2 months?
It's June that it has to be.
Yeah, we got May and June for it.
Okay.
Have to either sign a new contract or have another
contract. Well, the reason I was asking is, did we need to go ahead tonight and approve a purchase or an agreement to do something here to where...
He did say he would... The Sumner One guy that I talked to said that, I do need to let him know before June if we want to... Well, we have to change. This one's not an option anymore, so... to let him know if we were going to go with him, and that way he could order one for us and have it ready, and then he wouldn't bring it until this lease is up. So I don't know about the other two places, if they would need a little bit of a heads up.
Why I was saying that.
Right.
Do we need to approve that so that if they get everything, decide on what they want, we know it's going to fall within these guidelines, that they can go ahead and do it, because there could very easily be a 2 or 3 week delay in getting something.
If the staff and Mary goes over and picks something out, I will tell you right now, I will not override their decision.
No.
We can make that vote tonight that whatever that they decide is best for them. And the price differential, I would not the final price will not bother me. They're close to some extent. Pick out.
Yeah.
We have the money. Pick out what you ladies want, and just run it by Mark and said, "Hey, we're buying this. Thank you." And you can come up
when you get the affidavit. Call me or TC, and one of us will.
And that'll cut out us the middleman and make it efficient.
Because we're looking at a month before we'll meet again.
Right.
So, and if you need to do that, and then it's going to be, say, you order it, and it's going to be a month before they can get it.
Right.
That'll put us to June.
Exactly.
And what happens with most boards, they end up being a log jam and a bottleneck. I don't want this board to be that. I want the everything to be continuous without any problems.
Okay. All right, that sounds good to me. There is a little bit more information that I would like to ask everybody because, you know, I had time to receive their initial bids, and then that was all we had time for, you know. So I would like to just follow up with a couple more questions, but they're going to be minor things. And
But we don't want to buy anything, okay? That's one thing.
Yeah. Right. We don't want a refurbished one, and we don't want to buy anything, we want to lease,
right?
Which is what I was thinking about going toward as well, but I figured I would offer that option just to see what everybody thought. So sounds like we're all on the same page.
Do I hear a motion to do that?
A motion to let the library staff pick out what copier that they need, report to us, we okay it verbally, and then they can follow the procedure and the payments and all that kind of stuff. I mean, whatever, however you want to write it up.
Seconded.
Staff makes a decision on the copier, okay?
Yeah, you don't need to wait till the next meeting to inform us. You can inform us, like, over email. Yeah. That's fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, sounds good.
I have a motion and a second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? That is approved. And you can sort out how you need to write that motion.
I got it. I got the idea.
Keep the samples, okay?
Yeah.
AISA.
Okay.
Anything else that needs to come from the staff?
Everything else is just events and the money we've spent on books. The state library survey is complete. The capital asset inventory for the county is complete. We got Valet Hill Middle School coming for an hour on May 6th, and we're going to Ozark Opportunities 60th anniversary in Mountain Home on May 29th with Friends of the Library.
The whole Valet Hill Middle School is coming?
No, I'm sorry. That's what I said. Seventh grade.
Okay. I was just like, wow.
Just the seventh grade.
I'm going that day, right?
Yeah, just the seventh. It'll only be like 30 kids.
Ordered books coming in as...
Yeah.
Wonderful. Thank you. The good old suggestion box.
All right, I have two things. One from the box and one that's virtual. So from the box, homeschool programs. So it says, moms are looking for these. So it seems like, exclamation point, they're really happy. And I will, Mary, I will email you these too so you have like a digital copy of them. But she goes on to say, 2 in 1 week is too much and not enough. We want something every week, once a week, or twice a month, every other week. Thanks. So maybe...
Okay.
Yeah, it's a lot to parse out. The homeschool programs, I think just like doing 2 a week is too much, I guess. If they have like... Because they're... Are they on the same days?
It's the same program on 2 days because it was too many kids coming in 1 day. So it's the same program for on Tuesdays and Fridays. But it's more the teens and tweens is bigger, and then the littler ones, it's a smaller group.
Okay.
So
the same program offered twice a week.
Right, because it was because the
volume of crowding
at first was it's kind of slowed down, but I will tell you, if we were to do this like once a week or once or twice a week or I mean twice a month, it's quite a bit of planning that needs to be done by Lexi and Lisa. And especially with Lisa, there's not quite as many people coming, and she's planning all of this and might have 5 people show up. It seems like a lot of work for...
Unfortunately, though, that's the nature of the beast.
Right.
But then you might not plan very much, and you may have 25 show up sometimes, too. So.
Okay. But it was more people at the beginning, and they kind of slowed down a bit. But the teen and tween one, we get quite a few.
Do they run, like, concurrently at the same time?
Yeah.
So, yeah, okay.
Yeah, because there's a lot of them that have kids that are both ages.
Yeah.
So.
My feelings on that is we need to leave it up to staff to make that decision.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll meet about that and discuss
Lexi
it.
Lexi and Lisa will have more input on that.
Okay.
Because I don't depost those.
Have you had one since we're like fully staffed now too? Since
it's only... No, not yet.
Because that might make a big difference too.
Yeah, it might.
Yeah. But I don't know.
We have not yet. So.
Yeah.
They're usually the first Tuesday full week, Tuesday and Friday.
Okay.
What kind of, in a nutshell, what is the homeschooling?
It's like a lesson, right? Like they learned about like spring forward or fall back at one point.
So this last one for the teens and tweens, it was learning how to make a book, and they watched a little video on making a book, and then they made their own little books. And over here, I think she did insects. Over here with the littles, so
it's like a little like a lesson that like a teacher would teach. Yeah.
Okay.
Wish we had somebody with teaching skills that could possibly.
Exactly. Add the paper.
Put an ad in the paper for a teacher.
Right. Yeah, it seems like something that I would be very interested in helping out with. So I think that we can have a meeting about it, and we'll see what we can do. I think we might be able to do something.
I'm in charge of the adult section.
She's like, I'm out. I'm not helping with the
class. Well, like I said on that, I think that's whatever programs y'all offer. As far as I'm concerned, that's a staff decision.
Okay. I'm not going to come and teach one of them. Are you? We may participate as students.
Mine would
I need to be over there with the littles. I'm going to learn.
They're asking for just one more a month. We have one now. They're asking for one more. Okay. Let us have a meeting just before I just kind of how our schedule looks. But it seems like something we might be able to accomplish.
All right. And it is like a confusingly written or worded comment. So I'll send it to you so you can kind of parse out exactly.
One more thing to say, though. We were only going to do one in May, and then we weren't going to do one in June or July because of the summer reading program, and then pick back up after that. So because we're already going to have those programs on Thursdays.
So basically only during normal school months.
Right.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. But they could participate in the summer reading program, and we got a lot of educational activities to go along with those. So.
Is the magician coming? And
yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, like, similar to last year, like, Ranger Casey, is she coming too?
I'm not sure. Lisa did all of that, but I know there's two programs that we are going to have at the fairgrounds.
You're not
going to
get a unanimous vote on magicians next time you laugh.
I got some more to say. Because of our occupancy.
Yeah.
And the magician is one of them because he brings in quite a crowd. And then the other one's like the end of the program party.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So, and then it'll be at the fairgrounds. So.
Fun.
Good.
Yeah.
I had it. Individual contacted me the other day and asked this. This really doesn't fall within the library realm, but it could be a community service given by the library. There are a bunch of children, small children up here in the Yelville Housing Authority that meet the school bus out here. And they drive by, and these kids are out there in the cold and the rain, and I'm on the board up there, and I will tell you, there's probably a lot of missed school days because they don't want to come out in the rain and their parents don't have a vehicle to take them up there. This individual suggestion that it would be nice of the library to buy one of those like 4-seat benches that has the cover that comes over here. This is north right here, if I remember correctly. It would be pointed south where at least the rain would be off them to some extent and the wind. I am just bringing this up to the board to see if we would not be interested in doing a community service on that. My suggestion, since school is all out, to think about it a month, and we can readdress this issue in the coming months. And if we decide to, we would be able, by the next school year, have something out there for them. So
I like that.
My suggestion, and y'all can take it from there, but this person said, I drive out, and those kids are out. Well, we've been the kids standing out waiting on the school bus, and it sucks a lot of times, you know, so. And I don't think anybody could complain about us spending a few bucks for that van, so it's a trial balloon, and we'll see if it flies, okay? But you put that on the next month's
agenda,
and we can discuss it the next month or two, and maybe May or June or even July vote on it. That would give us enough time, if we accept that proposition, to have something out there for the kids. So
I like that. I added it to my little like report that I'm going to send you to, Mary. So
treasurer's report.
Oh, I have one other thing. This was an online suggestion box form that we got from Joshua Phillips. All social media posts should allow public comment. This encourages engagement and builds community. If you are here to serve the community, then you should not fear our voice. So we got that forwarded to us by the library staff, and they said, they added that, is it okay if I give the staff input then? Okay. They leave comments open on some posts, but generally close them on library announcement type posts. When we have left comments open on this type of post, it has led to conversations that are sometimes anti-library or anti-county. We don't have a lot of time during the day to monitor these types of conversations.
I agree.
I am against them having comments, because a person is sitting behind a computer desk with his four or her four walls around him are a lot braver than coming in here and saying something. So that is my feeble vote, okay?
I agree.
Well, we could just shut down comments on everything.
We could, but it's, I mean,
it well, is, I'm not saying yeah, to do it, yeah, but yeah, I'm yeah. saying.
But it is like the idea of a virtual suggestion box. I mean, like, I think it's a way for us to, and it's just another way for us to obtain these comments. Nobody's able to comment on the, you know, the paper
right.
suggestions. So does that make sense? Like, to me, they're like one and the same, and there's something just for the board
all,
to address.
All comments should be made to the suggestion box located in the library. They want to,
and I'm, I kind of even feel that way about FOIA requests. I know they're legal and we have to do them, but if a person really wants to know what's going on, they need to come sit in that audience right there.
Yeah, I don't think that we can say that.
I know you can't, but I'm saying that's the way I feel about it.
Yeah.
That's your personal opinion.
If I want to know something about what's going on, I go to wherever they're doing that.
And ask questions.
And ask questions. Now, yeah. I realize sometimes people might not be able to make the time in their busy schedules to do that, but...
Right.
But I think, like, for Facebook posts, yeah, we're a small staff, and we don't have the capacity to just monitor and interact. So, like, if something just went... Like, if a conversation on some library announcement just really took off
went
and
viral.
Got heated, yeah, then I think it would... It'd be really difficult for the library to weigh in, and it would look like staff were just ignoring the conversation when in actuality they're doing their
jobs,
which is not monitoring social media.
Right.
Yeah. They're like armchair warriors, yeah, fighting with them.
My stance on that was anytime something gets to going viral, is consult with the head librarian, and it would be your decision whether to shut down comments on it or not.
Okay.
But that's my opinion of it.
I totally agree. We do not need to micromanage you. Also, but if you feel that you need to get feedback from Marcus or the board, that is your prerogative to make that decision.
Okay.
So,
okay. I appreciate
it. In my opinion.
We do not want to micro or macro manage a whole lot of this.
Right.
We want to come in and see what's happened.
Right.
And go home
and bake cookies next time.
Okay. Okay.
Well, like hazelnut creamer for my coffee.
Okay. Okay. Oh, yeah. That's the kind I like too.
Low, non-sugar also.
Okay. I should be taking all now, this down.
Now, treasurer's report. Has anyone went down to the judge's office and picked up the... All that she supposedly according to the judge, brought everything she had and left it with Karen.
I could go get it tomorrow because Stan is off work. I don't know how much it is. I don't know. I'm not supposed to carry a lot of stuff, but he'll
have a feeling he'll be a bunch, you know.
Yeah, I have no idea.
So. Well, there was this whole issue early on with Case. You know what I'm about to say? Mm-hmm. Where we didn't know what she had at her home, and there was a lot of coming from Casey and others.
But I could go get it tomorrow, and we could put it in the...
Well, put it in the lock filing cabinet.
I am thinking in the next 2 or 3 months that we are just going to have to lightly monitor what's going on. The staff, y'all can look at the bank accounts to see if... are the married...
I don't know if they're allowed.
Are you married?
I haven't been shown that yet.
Okay.
So...
I was saying next 2 or 3 months not to... Just monitor it lively to make sure there's no really outstanding problems that pop up, and give our new treasurer the chance to sort things out. So we're going to be like free floating for 2 or 3 months, but we are going to make sure that there's nothing dastardly happening.
Do the statements come here?
Statements come here.
Okay.
I don't think we have any kind of access to anything as far as like
online stuff. But whenever the statements come, until we have a treasurer here, if you will call me, I will come and we will sit down and go through and balance the statements.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Because I will have a pretty decent knowledge of everything that should have been spent for, because either myself or TC have signed affidavits for everything that's been paid for.
Looking for anomalies, and if anything happens, then it should stick up like a sore thumb.
Yep. Yes.
Yeah. There's two to be signed. I've got two before somebody leaves. So.
Two months ago, I had to help our last treasurer find a 53-cent mistake.
I didn't give her 53 cents.
No. I insisted that it be found.
Yeah.
I saw it just like that.
You're terrible.
I love doing stuff like that. Nerdily.
You're finding out our liabilities real fast, right?
Well, I like it because math always comes up with the right answer. It can't be argued with. Unless it doesn't, then you can...
My wife worked at a bank for 16 years. I had always before rounded up every check I wrote. And if it was for $52.55, it was... entered in at $53.
Amen.
So that I always...
Yeah.
That's not allowed at my house anymore. That worked for me from the time I was 13 until I was 24, and then it ceased to exist. So. Okay. I'm assuming, since none of the banks have called, that we're okay.
Yeah, and they will call, like...
Yes.
Yeah, they've called me before.
They have called me if there's any question about anything.
Yep. So.
Now, who is going to do all the paperwork as far as adding names and taking names off and all that kind of stuff? Or has it been already... Well, and it's not already done because she just...
Who is on the... While we're on treasures, who is still on to sign checks and stuff?
The two of us.
But has she been removed?
We're on the signature card for our now account?
Yeah.
Okay.
But Danielle is as well.
Yes.
So we'll need to...
We will need to take a copy of the minutes.
Okay.
Where she was... And we probably need to do that tonight, where it can be entered into the minutes, to where we have that statement to make.
Well, we need to take... Did she submit a resignation letter to the judge?
As far as I know. But what we will need to do also, probably instead of doing it twice, is wait until our next person is in, and so that we can do all of the adding and subtracting at once instead of having to do it twice. Because it's the same paperwork both times if you don't do it all at once.
Yeah. Yeah, and the old board members were still on when we... Yeah, so, okay. Yeah.
I truly don't think there'll be any problem.
Yeah, I don't either. I mean, it'll be very obvious if there is.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Old business.
There she is.
She doesn't look old to me.
Oh, thank you.
I think I've got kids older than
her. Right.
Sure, I do.
That's taken care of, thankfully.
Well, yep, we got that taken care of, so.
And did you go to the depository?
Yes, he did. And did you learn anything?
Well, I learned that the state of Arkansas requires the elected officials to meet once a year and talk about the money that they have control over. Okay, so I show up, and the meeting was rather short. They did bring finger food. I was the audience, okay? I was the audience. I found out nothing except I left. I wasn't hungry when I left. So it was a very good meeting for Paul, okay? That's all they talked about. I mean, that's the most stupid thing I've ever heard. You know, I got this much money in here, and I've got this much money. Let's eat.
Well, and they had to agree on what bank that they would deposit it in.
They didn't talk about how the money, like county funds, could be invested.
No.
No?
Our $373,000 or whatever we got, I have yet to find out. It's laying in a pile somewhere. Nobody knows. And you want me to go into that right now or wait till later on?
Go right ahead.
Okay, we have $370,000, which is state money that's giving you to us, okay? We have complete control over it, even though it isn't a county fund and a line item that we've got to, well. Okay, what my suggestion is, when we get a new treasurer, I want to go in and look at that $373,000, excuse me, if we have control over it and it's our money, I want to pull it out of that line item and put it in CDs so that every month we know what we've got, what that money is doing. Right now there's a number there that nobody has any idea what's going on.
Or even if we can't do that, I want the county to do that.
Well, just a portion of that we don't budget for the year, because we're not, that's not our full budget.
No, that is just money laying there. We can do two things. Number one, take it out and put it in CDs, maybe in one part of market, money market, and have it staggered out, those CDs, over a year's period of time. If we have a giant problem, we will have money that's coming up in a month or so that we would not lose the interest on. Either that, or we could ask the county treasurer every month to give us a statement on how much money we had starting out, how much money was put in, what kind of interest rate that we had for a total. So I could live with that, but I don't like what we're going on right now.
I can pretty much tell you what interest rate we're getting on that money.
What?
Zero.
Well, if you got $373,000, 4%, you're talking about $15,000 a year, you're losing.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
So now, I don't know if the county is investing that and they get to keep the interest, or if there's nothing being invested and nobody's getting it.
Well,
I can't believe that it would not be in an interest-bearing account somewhere.
That number has irritated me ever since I've been on the board, and all my looking around, I'm still irritated, okay? You know, so
that's a lot of money.
Mm-hmm. And when you're talking, even at, you know, 3 or 4%, you're talking $12,000-$15,000 a year.
And if it's our money and we have control over it, we should have control over it. So that is something to address. As again, we need a stable treasurer that will look in and find this stuff. But those finger food, I mean, they had all kinds of stuff. I mean, and I'll tell you what, our county judge, God love him, okay, sturdy man, right? I know why now. He had a lot of fingers on those two plates, okay?
It seems like every time I see him, it's in a restaurant.
I'll tell you so.
Because that don't say much for me either.
I was eating during the meeting because I knew he was going to get it all, you know?
Oh, I had the money.
So that was, it was, like I said, it was a meal, so that was good.
Okay.
And I learned nothing, okay, so.
Well, at least you went. We appreciate you.
Well, like I said, got fed, so it was a winner.
It's is that a Jennifer Wan question or not? She's unrelated to that.
She might be able to help us understand some of that.
She might, but it is like county funds, because we are able to invest funds that aren't county funds, that are just library funds.
Okay.
Because we have multiple CDs in multiple banks.
Right.
Drawing interest. Not quite as many banks as we will have it in eventually.
One thing you need to learn is this board will make decisions, but it's not the final decision.
Okay.
we're fluid.
Yeah.
I gotcha.
We're going to break this next one in half into the cleaning. And then we have stuff to discuss on maintenance. Well, we have those that we discussed about Primo's cleaning and the Simply Blessed cleaning.
Non-starter in my issue.
If you look on my paper, you can see I drew an X across both of those.
So yeah, those are too
much. That's too much.
I still make a motion that we put out ad for a individual we need to come up with. We have already come up with the duties. Do that immediately and get people to turn in applications.
I think before we can do that, I know where you're going. I agree 100%. I think we have to take that before numbers and comp committee.
Mm-hmm.
Because they have to approve the numbers of employees and the compensation, since they'll be a county employee.
Yeah, make a motion and we take this before the comp. Then.
Yeah, we'll need to draw up their job description.
We already have that.
What our proposed pay scale is and all of that, and take it and get it approved. Well, it'll have to go to the committee. They'll have to approve it to go to the whole court. The whole court will have to vote on it to up us one for a part-time. I don't think it'll be a problem. I mean, we can show them we have the money to pay for it, and we can justify the need for it. But that's the avenues that we'll have to go down. And I will just have to contact Karen to see who is chairperson of the Numbers and Comp Committee to find out who to get that to.
We do have a part-time.
We did do a position description on that, I know.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
We've got that already out of the way.
Well, a lot of times these committees don't meet every 2 or 3 months or something like that, you know.
Maybe if we don't go to the first place we might need to go is to, what's her name at HR?
Oh, yeah.
Karen.
No.
Gina.
And see what she recommends?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a good job for David. I mean,
I don't mind. Gina, can you help us out with
how we need to get a part-time employee hired?
Yeah, I just printed off the description.
I'm looking after your best interest, David, okay? I mean, you know, then you need to...
I need to get my feet wet.
I don't know. Do other people want to see this? Or I've just printed, so...
I'll make more copies.
Is that the position description yet? I've got a copy. I've got a copy at home. Yeah. I've got to give that to Dave, and he can run with the ball.
All right. Gina, we want a part-time... another part-time staff position?
I am representing the Marion County Library Board, and I need your help, ma'am.
Listen to me.
They need to
be there like that.
We really want them to clean on Saturdays. It's really what we want them to do. So,
numbers and comp.
Or if they want to stay here after 5:30 on Tuesdays, I don't care what day they do.
Oh, yeah, they could clean while we're... Yeah, that'd be... Yeah.
Well, I just use Tuesday because today's Tuesday.
But then again, as far as managing the staff, we'll know what is best for those 20 hours.
Yes.
And we leave it in your hands, okay?
Yeah.
I'm just going to say that if you do it next week, it's payroll week and she probably will be not...
Okay.
So go in there. It might slip through the cracks a little quicker.
Okay.
Show your authority, your manliness. I mean, go in there.
Yeah. We'll see how that goes out.
Yeah.
Remember that Amazon package you're expecting?
Yeah. I intercept those.
There's ways, Dave. There are ways. That enough on the cleaning part? Everybody good with that?
Yeah.
I mean,
basically, we're going the part-time route.
And they will basically be a cleaning person.
With other duties as assigned.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Okay. Maintenance.
I guess I was tasked to overlook what we need to do in terms of the outside of the exterior of this building. I've been talking to people. Basically, I guess the title of this will be to make the exterior maintenance free, closed. And then nothing is maintenance free. Number one, remove gutters and dispose of them. Number two, replace and repair soffit faces, siding, roof edge as needed in the white color. Wrap all the beams in the windows, soffit fascia, total wrap out there. That would be probably white on the gables on each end. I did a little research, went to Miller's and stuff. There's a hardy board. And then there's another diamond something up there that has a 30-year warranty. Primed or pre-finished, I think I would prefer the pre-finished, unless you know more about this.
Just pre-finished, you end up having to paint anyway because of the nails and stuff that you put in it. So it's going to have to get painted.
What would you suggest for this?
I'd just get the primed.
Get the primed, okay.
To help everybody, though, if you'll turn and look out the little narrow windows up there, you see the brown boards sticking out at each one of these?
Mm-hmm.
Those are all wood, and there are several of them that all of that wood is rotten.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
They'll take all of that off and then wrap all of the ends of these beams with aluminum, basically.
Yeah. Like flashing.
The soffit material.
Yeah. Soffit and face it. And it said somebody wrapping the windows. I couldn't see up there to...
if there's any wood exposed,
it'll
turn into covered by aluminum.
Now, where the rotten pieces up there, you'll tear those off and replace them. And we'll have to tell the people who bid, that's going to be a difference in opinions. I can replace half of them, but everybody's going to bid the high bid anyway, you know, so go from there. All repairs is found, which means it's a continuation of what I just said. Cleanup will be daily. Pay schedule will be with the bid. We will figure out what the pay schedule would be. Something like 25 down to buy materials, 25, 25, and 25, or something like that.
So they would be purchasing the materials
themselves. Yes, they would be purchasing the materials. So we have to give them a down payment.
All we want to do is write the check.
Right. And with the bid proposal that they give us, there will be a liability insurance paper with it. Or would you suggest something different?
Well, they'll need to show proof of liability insurance.
What about, like workman's comp?
They'll have to show proof of that also.
Oh, workman's comp?
Because if they don't show proof of workman's comp to their workers, we have to pay.
Uh-huh, okay. Exactly.
Okay.
Been there, done that.
So, yeah. Well aware.
Also, in terms of the guttering paint, I do not want to incorporate this with the bid because if I'm doing gutters, I'll hire somebody to do the painting, pay them extra money. After this is all done, we will hire a painter, hire gutter work, and I was talking to Marcus about this. We're not going to go through the bid process on that. We'll call up a good painter that we know and have him to paint it, and a good gutter man that works around here, whatever his name is.
Is that allowed since it's, okay. I didn't know if a project's over.
And we still got the flagpole hanging over our head too. Something. Don't look at me that way, okay? I mean, don't kill a messenger, okay?
The one that fell,
or flagpole fell, or something, right?
Well, everybody been talking about a flagpole, and all of a sudden you all forget about it. I mean, or something like that.
I don't know nothing.
I need help here on that board, okay? I mean, I need help, okay?
Stacy, you're up.
Are we still going to put a flagpole up?
I think it would be appropriate, but you got to remember, if you put a flagpole up, you got to light it, unless they're going to go take the flag down every night.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Legally?
Yes.
That's why we take ours down at Amazon every day.
Yes.
I don't know about that.
If you don't have it lighted at night, it is by law to be taken down.
So you learn that. Okay, getting
you
back.
Didn't go to Boy Scouts, did you?
Getting back to this, we got
really
I sidetracked this.
As a kid.
How are we going to handle this? Basically, what I was thinking is, anybody that comes up here to give a bid. Now, I have volunteered for all this stuff. Now, if one of you all want to take my place, I'm opening the door for you right now.
You're fine. You're doing great.
Oh, lie to me. Oh, okay. We need to type up some kind of paperwork. If I can talk to one of you ladies to help me on this right here, since my fingers don't work too good. Somewhere I'll come up here. And what we'll do, we'll have a written to-do list. And what I want to do, anybody that comes up here to give a bid, I want to be here to go around so that we take this piece of paper and we walk around. And, well, he didn't tell me that. A good friend of mine, and Marcus is Mickey Griffin, he's been a contractor in Marion County for 60 years, sitting home, nothing to do. He said he would be glad to come up here and assist me to answer all the questions that...
He can also intimidate if he
yeah,
needs to.
Yeah, like I said.
He's like 6'8".
Yeah, so that is my suggestion. The other thing that concerned me, do we want to put an ad in the paper, Marion County Library needs bids on exterior work, and make a list of part of the things that we have. Do we also want to put it on
bid
the...
Bid information can be picked up
at
in person
at the library.
Marion County Library.
And when they pick up that, my phone number will be on this piece of paper right there to call me.
It needs to say on there, no bids will be accepted until a walk around has been done with a representative from
the library board.
That way, if you can't, I can, okay. Or whatever. But
I would say the only thing that we would need to do, if we're going to paint the eaves, that question is totally irrelevant. So I will come up and do. What about the Echo? Do we want to put a little ad in the Echo? I know that we had one for the cleaning. Who put that ad in the Echo for cleaning? Anita?
Yeah, I think Anita had put it in there. For that one, I think Lexi helped with that too, and did like the back.
Okay, I will give with Lexi and run that in the Echo for.
Tell her I told you.
I'll work with her on it.
Okay, are you going to talk to the white side or the dark side?
Right.
What do you think about that?
I love her glasses.
Uh huh.
Okay, so the paint, the gutterings, and, you know, clean up daily, pay schedule. I think we'd have to work with the person that does the job. And no, you don't get all your money up front. You know.
Well, typically on things now, it's somewhere between 30% and 50% up front, and then two payments afterwards.
Okay, well, like I said.
Here, there's probably going to be more labor than there is in materials. I understand that.
Oh, yeah,
but
there's going to be, you know, lifts and scaffolding out there for days. Now, when I talk about clean up daily, that doesn't mean take the scaffold down.
No, that means make sure there's no loose trash.
Yeah,
it can blow all over
stuff
the place.
Like that.
And nails for kids to step on.
Right.
And another thing is that I am not looking for my vote for just cause the guys are less money. You know, if it's significant, yeah, we'll look into it more. But
here, I think the word is vetting.
Yes.
We need to vet whoever bids, check on their work.
Background and quality of work.
Get some references, yeah. But like by lift, do you mean like one of those sky
lifts? No, yeah, well, they may use that, and they may just put up scaffolding.
I think probably, you know, lift maybe, but it'll be 99% scaffolding.
Tall. Okay. Because it's not that tall of a building.
Well, you get it past 6 feet and you get hurt. Well, stand up, you can get hurt, you know. So
that's why they need
to. And on either end, when they fall, they'll be on something hard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we're good with that.
So I will come up and I will talk with the librarians here, and we will write something up. But it will be initial. What they will be bidding on is what is this, and basically if they bring up some that I don't have one remembered, I will write it down, you know, the bid deal, stuff like that, you know. It should be pretty cut and dry.
Yeah.
The only problem that I have is that what's rotten and what's not rotten. But
well, and they might not know until they get underneath it.
Right. And that's why I've got all repairs is found. And even though we have a bid on what we said, I will talk to the people and go, you know, if there's something that is really bad that nobody knew anything about, we will work with you.
Oh, yeah, we'll make change order. Yeah.
We can accommodate.
Yeah, like I said, yeah.
And then all the outside lighting, does that all work and everything? Or because I could see you getting under there and, like, how's that wiring? And how long has it been since that's been looked at?
Do we have any lights out there?
There's some under lights. Oh, I don't know if we have any out or not. I haven't looked.
I've not driven by it after dark that side.
Haven't paid attention. Well, how long have those lights been there? Ever?
250 years.
Well,
beginning of the country.
You know, since we are making this maintenance free, is anything we're going to do to those lights going to cause us trouble getting those lights out and replacing them? Or
I would suggest that while we're doing that they replace all the lights with LED can lights.
I have
because it's all can lights.
Mm-hmm.
Oops. I didn't even think about that.
I didn't either, but TC did.
That's why
just
she's
you're
just
sitting there looking at that lot.
Just remodeled her house.
Just remodeled,
It's on your brain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
On the front too, or just the back?
I think they're on the front. Yeah, I see them.
Give me all
the way around.
Give me a minute here.
They're there. I see them.
Oh, I'm going to take a point of personal privilege.
You can pause this while we take a quick recess. We're back from a recess. Next item. We've covered cleaning and maintenance. Part-time position we do not need to cover because we're covered it already. And interest earned and revenue sources. Any further clarification? I don't think we will receive that until we have another...
New librarian.
Treasurer.
Our treasurer librarian. New treasurer to get us on the road to recovery. Okay?
Yeah.
So we can just... skip that rock on down the road. New door.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so as everyone knows, we got a grant from the American Library Association. It was for rural communities. We applied for both the $10,000 and $20,000 grant, and we received the $20,000 to install an automatic door. And so we won't get, like... The budget period doesn't officially start until June 1st. So right now, Lisa and I have been attending these webinars that we have to go to 4 of them before we can like officially start the project. And before we can officially start anything, we also have to hold a community meeting so we can get the community's feedback like on the door and if that's really what's needed and, you know, stuff like that. And so we can change our plan if they say that they don't want that or they need, like, something in addition to that or, yeah, stuff like that. So, but, okay. Yeah, so we will be holding a community meeting at some point. We have money to bring in food and stuff like that.
Well, the community meeting, you can schedule that 30 minutes before our regular meeting.
Yeah, we can make our regular meeting at 5:30, you know.
Yeah. Well, yeah, so we were targeting, like, I think, so we don't get the funds until June. Elisa really wants me to be able to be there for it, to facilitate it and stuff like that, because we have to write a report and give it to the funder, and they have to approve, like, our plan based on the report. So I told her that I would help with that.
Okay.
So we were thinking, like, mid-July.
Have you sent out for bids or anything yet to get an... We just know we're getting $20,000, and hopefully that'll be enough to do it. Okay.
We did measure the door. We won't have to widen it or anything like that. Like, the current opening is, like, the ADA door compliance.
Okay, that's good.
Width and height and everything. We talked about possibly getting, like, doing some curb cuts too, or like some modifications to the sidewalk. But what we think we'll really have to do is like some modifications to the entryway, so there's not like trip hazards and stuff like that, just to make it more like, just to make it easier for people who have like mobility disabilities too.
Is that going to be one door, or are you changing the whole complex over there?
I think it's just going to be one door, and you push and it opens.
It'll have a button outside.
Yeah. So pretty simple, which is why we thought
it's a button only outside.
Yeah.
It's not going to be motion.
No. Yeah.
$20,000 for a button, that's...
No, so well, we also have the sidewalk, and then we'll have to change some of the tile maybe in the front. I could pull up the budget. But the other thing is, like, based on these community meetings, we can modify the budget and make changes, and they were pretty, like, they don't want funds back. They went over that in our first meeting. So as long as it's, like, doing something to make the library more accessible, we can add stuff to our budget if we come in underbid or...
In other words, if that costs us $10,000, we could cut a hole in the wall and have a door going on the other side to get out of or something. And I'm just saying...
We could. I don't know if that would be...
No.
I can see they will fabricate a new door to match exactly that. Okay, yeah.
Okay.
And then have the motor on it.
The electrical changes and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, so, I mean, I do think it'll, it'll probably cost about that with, because I do think they might have to do some sidewalk work, too.
Well, that's part of the door.
Yeah.
It's a little tilted, so that'll probably have to, at least the landing area, they'll want it to be level. I went through all that ADA stuff up at the fairgrounds. So.
Oh, okay. Do they have a door you push the button?
No.
No? Okay. Do you know we, like, our county has one of the highest mobility disability rates in the country?
Really?
Yeah, I've got a lot of data on it.
Have you looked to see what the average mean age is in Marion County, though? Yeah. That's the reason.
I up that, yeah.
I do, too.
What is a mean age average?
It's 61 or 2, I think, in Marion County. I mean, that doesn't sound old to me, but when you average the whole county...
Don't answer that, Mary, okay?
It doesn't, right, yeah.
A lot of retirees moving to this.
Yes. Yeah, this is a big retirement community.
Well, that's wonderful on that. New business staff vacancy. We don't have a staff vacancy right now. So.
No longer.
No longer.
Yay.
Caitlin pretty happy, seems like.
Yeah, she seems very happy. She doesn't want to sit too long. She likes to stay busy.
Intelligent.
That's good.
I got to tell you a story.
are we done?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, we're done.
Okay. I'd entertain a motion to adjourn.
Motion.
Second.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? You may stop the recording.
I come in on Monday.